Now, there is some simply incredible research coming out today from an international team led by our very own Macquarie University. And it's suggesting that two integral parts of the planet, now we're talking about the tectonic plates and the absolutely essential to life magnetic field, may have actually had sort of extraplanetary origins in the form of deep impact meteorites. Now, Craig O'Neill is the director of the Planetary Research Centre at Macquarie University. He's an associate professor in geodynamics and planetary science and the lead author of the study. Craig, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, look, meteorites, tectonic plates and magnetic fields, oh my, how do they all go together?
Oh, so I mean, in many ways, this is part of the same physical Earth system. The meteorites are a little left field, but the tectonic plates and magnetic field connection has been understood for a long time. Basically, the magnetic field comes from the hot core, so the interior of the core, which is convecting, and that's what produces the magnetic field. The tectonic plates themselves are powered by the hot mantle above it, which is convecting also, and that's what produces the motion in that system. Mm. Now, it turns out that the core is very sensitive to the mantle above it. So if the mantle's hot above it, the core is not convecting as powerfully. But if it sees cold mantle above it, say because a tectonic plate sunk through the mantle and landed at the top of the core, then you get a boost in this heat flux, which also gives you a boost in the magnetic field. So there's quite a tight coupling between what the core does and what the mantle and tectonic plates above it are actually doing. What was, I guess, a little less understood was the role that meteorite impacts may have on this sort of system on the early Earth. And one of the problems is there aren't terribly many today, and the ones that we do have, while spectacular for things like life systems on the surface, don't really do much to the interior. The Earth's a fairly big planet. So even something like Chicxulub, which sent the dinosaurs extinct, really didn't do much to the planet as a whole, geologically speaking. But back in the early Earth, things were quite different because the impacts we're talking about were orders of magnitude larger. One of the biggest ones, of course, blasted a chunk of the Earth off to form the Moon eventually, which would have basically molten the entire planet when that occurred. But even after that, we had quite significantly important impacts on the order of 100 to 1,000 kilometres across or so. And these guys have really big effects on the interior systems. I mean, they blast out their craters and do all their interesting impacting things, and that's the result that we see on a lot of other planetary bodies like the Moon. But they also have a big effect on the interior. So one of the main things they do is they dump a lot of heat into the interior of the planet. Now, heat ultimately is what's powering the internal machine of the Earth. And so you put a whole bunch of heat into the mantle and you've given the entire convecting system a boost to do a whole lot more work.
So, and that's what sort of spun up for our magnetic field.
Well, essentially, yeah, that energy then goes into powering a really vigorous mantle convection system, and more vigorous than what the Earth was able to power itself due to its internal forces. And so the interesting thing about that was we think it was big enough to start tectonic processes at the surface. There's a lot of evidence, or like accumulating evidence, that it's quite difficult to get tectonics on the early Earth. It's just so hot. It's not really a system that's quite primed to those sort of conditions. And the question was always, well, we see evidence of these sort of things geologically, so how did we get this style of behavior? And we're starting to think that perhaps impacts are part of this answer, and that they're actually providing the driving force to give you these tectonic motions. And once you get the tectonic motions, of course, then you've got the situation where some of these cold plates sink through the mantle and arrive at the core, and can also give you a boost in your core geodynamo, which gives you a power boost in your magnetic field.
Now, Craig, as I understand it, we've actually had very little evidence previously helping us formulate theories about what is often called sort of the dark age of geology.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the big outstanding questions in geoscience is what happened during Earth's 500 million years, because we simply don't have a geological record. Anything that did exist during that period has more or less been wiped out. And largely it's probably been wiped out by the active processes we've been talking about. So the plate tectonic machine is very, very efficient at destroying rocks and mixing them up and recycling them back into the mantle. So on the surface of other planets, it's better. You know, we know more about the surface of the Moon during this time period than the surface of the Earth, because it didn't have plate tectonics. It's not big enough. And so a lot of that behavior from that period is preserved. And so one of the big things we know really occurred during that period was there was significant impacting them in the surface of the Moon. Pretty much is one ongoing impact scar record. So in many ways, it was one of the dominant processes during that time. And on the Earth, we only have a few little things preserved. And this has really only come to light, I guess, over the past few decades. Even though we don't have rocks from that period, if we look at rocks from basically younger rocks from places like the Yilgarn Craton and the Jack Hills in Western Australia, we actually see they're made up of a bunch of grains. And some of those grains are a mineral called zircon, which is extraordinarily tough. And it just tends to survive everything you throw at it. It goes through geological cycles. It erodes out of mountain belts and gets incorporated in new rocks and gets squished and squeezed in metamorphic zones and pops up again. And the little mineral grain still survives. It's an incredibly tough little thing. And some of those grains that are in younger rocks now actually originally came from rocks that were formed during this Hadean period. And so we've learned a lot about what we know from that period, from these little zircon grains that are actually now found in much, much younger rock, but formed back during this interval.
Now, I think what's kind of blowing my mind here is I know that our magnetic field is absolutely essential for survival of Earth on the planet. It takes away a lot of that solar radiation, cosmic radiation. And yet somehow it feels like it was a complete random chance that we had the right sort of deep impacts to even make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, impacts are random events in many ways, but they're also a flux. So, you know, there's one or two big ones, but there is a continuing flux going on during this period. And that's what's really important, is that you had an ongoing bombardment, and any one of those larger bombardment events may have been capable of periodically producing this field. Now, the point here is not that Earth didn't have a field at all. It probably had quite a significant field. But it would have been only about maybe 10% of its present-day strength.
Wow.
So the reason for that is if you've got a hot mantle and you've got a hot core, there's not a real lot of heat transfer between the two, and so you tend to just get this situation where the core's not convecting very strongly. And so even though you'll get a magnetic field of sorts, you're talking about 10% present-day strength, which, yeah, I mean, that does have an effect on life systems, but certainly for bacterial life, which was the dominant life form at the time, there are many, many strains of archaea and bacteria which can survive under increased flux that you get during those magnetic fields. So it's quite possible that they could handle that sort of environment okay anyway.
They might have done a better job with it than us. Craig, amazing research. Congratulations on that. I know it's out sort of and going to be setting the science world on fire. Thank you so much for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you. Craig O'Neill there from Macquarie University. He's the lead author of a report, some remarkable research into the history of our planet. It is out in Nature Geoscience as a report. Fantastic stuff.